This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I look into
Rhodes are here with us, and I cannot imagine a better place to be than this key time in time. Kelly, tell us about this Key Time magazine article.
Okay, so I was just going to continue on. So we had in June of 2021, I guess we're going to look at more corporate bailouts and the $15 minimum wage, and you know, our new companies emerge as our last remaining box chains, the final nail in the coffin of mom and pop shops, Main Street. But then we get to look forward after that to the summer of 2022, in which we end up with our giant climate crisis that turns apocalyptic. And we get to look at a severe drought in the Midwestern U.S. So I guess we're going to have actually an engineered climate event or something where they...
Because they love to brag on these documents. But in basic criminology, Stuart, but also Kelly, psychos love to brag. They're obsessed with it.
Sure. It's part of their ego, right? So it says here that in the Midwestern U.S., a severe drought wiped out crops that supplied 1/6 of the world's grain output. People woke up to the need for governments to form a coordinated response to climate change and direct global fiscal stimulus in support of a green
economy. So the climate, the COVID lockdown creates a starvation. Then they create a global core of UN to get you food since they cut the food off.
Right.
Right. And now we'll have the great green New Deal will come out.
And I assume that also means we have to have our vaccine passport to be able to benefit from the UN bringing us all of our food.
God, this is so diabolical.
So the way out of this, tell them about your art program.
Oh, so one of the things that kind of after, and actually this actually rolled out of the Agenda 21, I kind of garbage from last year, about a year ago, I came up with, and several of others of us started discussing what we call ARC, which is Americans Refusing Compliance. And it's going to be basically what we need to do is start coordinating with other states.
And being aware we're under a UN Agenda 2030 assault, say no. Recognize the assault.
And we need to also get out of the system and start creating our own trade or barter lines with other people that are refusing compliance.
And I agree, even if you weren't a moral person, as a sociopath, the whole future is going to be barter and outside this beast system.
Right, because we're not going to have the digital currency. We're not going to have the mark. We're not going to be, well, I'm not. I don't know. Some people.
Well, a lot of people aren't going to be allowed to have it. This is obviously, you know.
Yeah, they want you to starve to death. So what you got to do is understand what they're trying to do. They were trying to force you into the cities. If you want a job, if you want to eat, you got to go.
The future is resistance against everything they do. Lay it out.
So you go do the exact opposite. If you live in a city, get out of the cities. Go to the country.
Exactly. They want you to go to the city, give all your power to it. No, leave now. Yeah. Leave now. Every instinct I've got is leave, leave, leave.
Get out. Get out of the cities. Better to be a guy pumping gas in a small town America.
Exactly.
With your own chickens.
Your
own
children not learning how to be a, you know, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Better to be living like that than to be some rich guy with a BMW in a city, because that's all false. That's all going to collapse, and you'll be eating cockroach sandwiches.
Better to be a guy running a shredder tractor with his children not learning to be devil worshippers and living in a shack to be in the city.
Exactly right. So get out, you know, be in the country where you need to be, where they don't want you to be, and get strong there. Unite with your neighbors, grow your own food.
And you're going to learn the people are in the country. They're ready. They know.
They do. But they got to start storing food up and fuel. You'll need fuel. You'll need medicine. You'll need radios. You'll need ammunition. You need all those resources to
fight. Well, my gut's never been wrong, Stuart. And my gut is demanding I leave. It's like, you will leave. You will go to the country. You will arm up now. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. My gut is literally ordering me to do this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I cannot remember the time that I did 50% off on Emerson Essentials, because these are private labeled, top of the line, organic oils, essential oils, organic hand sanitizer sprays, organic shampoo, organic deodorant, organic body wash, and more. And so there's not a lot of markup in them. So when we do 50% off, that is almost a loss leader. With free shipping, ladies and gentlemen, it is a loss leader. You can get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com, but they're selling out quick, and I'm doing this to introduce people who have been on the fence to Emrex Essential. This is part of the big mega blowout sale. It's got to end on March 31st, 2021, in just a few days as of me taping this. So take advantage of it, experience it. Emrex Essential is part of the big mega blowout sale, and free shipping on select items at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes great gifts as well. So thanks for your support. Thanks for visiting InfoWars Store. You've kept us on air. These are great products you need. So please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Lawyer and chief oakkeeper's counsel, you guys lay out what you were just saying about getting out of the cities, getting ready right now.
Oh, I just believe that everybody, I think this is biblical, and I think this is already, you know, so we just need to be able to hunker down in groups, still be able to find other like-minded people in the country and continue to work with them the best we can. And, you know, it's funny because there's articles already out regarding fake vaccine passports, which I think this absolutely rolls into the chipping aspect of it. Or
UN standard for the good chip, the good system.
Right. So that moves right into the mark of the beast. So, I mean, I think we're kind of heading in that direction at rapid speed at this point. And so I think it's just that time where, you know, Christians all unify and start taking care of your neighbor and give up your creature comforts. And if you're an attorney, you know, quit cowering to the system. You know, get out there and fight. This is our last chance. And, I mean, we've only got a few more months. And I'm kind of standing alone. There's a very few of us that are actually standing up and saying, wait a minute, I love my Constitution. I love my country. I love my fellow man, you know, and I'm willing to stand up and say something about it.
Well, so. Kelly Sorrell, Stuart Rhodes, it's not satisfying. It's actually disgusting. But at a weird level, there's a little bit of satisfaction. Like, the games are over. The war is here. We're now here. We were right. This is actually happening. We're not in beta anymore. We're in operations.
That's right. So you got to embrace the suck. You got to say, okay, this is why we're here. This is why we were born at this time in this country. And it's not to live on our knees, but to stand and fight on our feet. And so we have to do what the founders did. You got to walk the same path they walked. They got strong locally. They got strong in the local communities. They prepared themselves, not just with guns and ammunition, but also with food. Some of the stores being stored at Concord were large barrels full of food, grain and salted fish. And they're, you know,
what do you make of the idiots that serve this when they're being used? It's so pathetic.
Well, you got to feel sorry for them in a way. You know, they're the useful idiots. But, you know, a lot of them are waking up. So one thing that we have to be mindful of is that we're being artificially divided and conquered. And you saw a massive walkaway movement. It's still growing. It's still the Democratic Party is bleeding out. That's why
it's done. That's why they stole the election.
Right. So they had to. So they're still bleeding people. So that's why you can't.
Exactly. All of this offensive is like Battle of the Bulge. It's their failure.
Right. It's their final. It's a good point. It's a good analogy. It's their final counterattack to try to shut us down before we get too strong. But it's too late. So they're bleeding out. They're bleeding credibility. They're losing the rank and file.
They're taking leaders and crushing them, saying, look, you're being defeated. Our leader's destruction is a sign of our strength.
Well, it's a sign of, their fear. And that's why we got to get past the hero worship also, and celebrity worship. Too many people, and God bless President Trump and others like, you know, Matt Gaetz, and that's all great. But the most important leaders are you. In your own town.
That's right. You can't put all the stock in them. That's why they target leaders, is because they think if they destroy a leader, you give up.
Right. So that's what they're trying to do, is cut off the head of the snake or suppress you. So, you know, they want to use that as an example. Don't stand up or this could happen to you. So don't let that control you. Understand that it's a badge of honor to be a martyr, like a Christian martyr, or to be someone that's oppressed because you know you're over the target when you're getting the flack. So stand up in your local communities. Ignore what they say. I don't read social media. I don't read, you know, Washington Post writes articles about me or BuzzFeed. I don't even bother reading them because I know all that's in there is a bunch of junk, a bunch of garbage meant to demoralize
them. Well, how dumb are they going to feel when it all falls and they sold out? They're idiots. I mean, we lose the Republic. It's all over.
Well, they won't know until it's too late. It does no good at all to gloat over, you know, their final realization before they get the bullet in the back of the head.
And Kelly, you're a beautiful case. You're an advocate. You're a mainline lawyer, a Christian, a conservative. You see the truth. You go public. Now you're in the middle of the fight. What do you want to impart to viewers?
I love Trump. I mean, I was in Michigan with Trump, with the lawyer team. And, you know, I know they stole this election, and I actually represent Latinos for Trump and blacks for Trump in a suit, which I can't get legal assistance from other attorneys to continue. But the point is everybody has to realize that Trump was one man. The movement behind Trump is all of us, and we still have that voice. We still have that ability to stand up. We still have a chance to rally.
Exactly. It wasn't that he wasn't strong when they tricked us to say he was doing it all. No, we had to move to give him the power.
Correct. And I think actually Stewart has talked about doing base rallies to try to keep the troops with us and standing for the Constitution and obeying their oath. And I think that's an absolute great plan. I think we need to start kind of making sure that we're all still pushing back collectively, because that's where our power is.
I'll say this, though. Our big victory is this. We always had the left creeping around in the dark, and they would never assault us. I want to say we've had a great victory with Trump and all of us. We forced them out in the open. And now the real war is about to happen, folks.
That's true.
We're about to win. It may take 5 years, may take 20, but let me tell you, they're going down. We have made them take the field and launch their assault. And that's the end of them. Stuart, you agree with that statement?
I do. Yeah, I think that's correct. We forced them to take the mask off and to show what they really are. Of course, they're still laying out the lies, but it's becoming less and less powerful as time goes on. So that's what we're going to be doing this base tour. The main point for me is that I want all the Trump supporters to come together and go support the troops and their right to freedom of association and freedom of thought and stand up for them. Because if they see us united and supporting them, they're more likely to be strong. And if we stand up and they stand up, the bad guys lose, period. And it could be a very bloodless, very peaceful victory for us if we stand united. But if we fragment and go hide, then why would the troops want to stand up and stick their neck out if we're going to hide?
That's right. The key is don't be hit.
Right. Be out in the open. Come out in the streets.
And I just want to add this. While I was working on the campaign stuff, I met a lot of the people from the intelligence community and the military intelligence aspects of it. And they will tell me everything they use is AI-based. So everything is predictive programming for them. So they gauge all of us based off of what a computer will tell them we're going to do. So what they would always tell me is we've just got to make sure we stay out of their matrix. We got to make sure that we're doing this.
Random.
Exactly, because their models cannot anticipate that. They don't.
And that's why they're so scared of individual leaders.
Correct.
Exactly. People act like military intelligence is this high mountain. They're good people on average. They're following a globalist template to make the military think this is the outcome.
Right, so make sure you, like she's saying, you don't want to be too predictable. That's the wonderful thing about us human beings is we're very unpredictable. And so they can make all the plans and they have all the AI they want in analyzing what we're supposed to be doing. We jump outside the box.
But we're the apex predator. We're the leader.
So be unpredictable.
Yeah.
Step outside the box.
And Chris Sky's about to take over fighting the lockdown. Let's remember, in America, they know we won't put up with it. In Europe, they're in a year of lockdown. In Australia, they're in a year of lockdown. Permanent. Post-human. AP had an article saying, we need to all live in our houses forever and never leave our house again. This is sick evil.
Well, but you're seeing resistance now in England, aren't you? In Europe. You're starting to see overseas more resistance.
Millions protesting.
Right. So that's, I think it's a worldwide, we're part of a worldwide war of the oligarchs versus humanity. You need to keep that in mind.
But God, they're telling us to be prisoners. It's so obvious.
What's that?
They're saying be prisoners. Never leave your house. That's like AP said, like never leave your house. It's beautiful. It was like the most dystopic article ever. They're literally saying this.
But that's why you see, but most people are starting to realize it's nonsense. That's why you're seeing
it's soldiers. Like you'll never go to a bar or go to a restaurant. It's good. Your children will never leave your house. It's good. I mean, you like, it sounds like a crazy person wrote this, but this is AP officially saying this.
So?
No, I agree. I'm saying it shows how sick they are.
Right.
Well, I mean, God.
You know, it's kind of sad when you see someone driving down the highway. I've seen it here in Texas. Drive down the highway with a mask on their own car by themselves. It's just like there's some people that just buy into this stuff.
No, I agree. People ask, why are they doing it? Because at least a certain percentage is targeted. A certain percentage will do whatever they're told.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, you just have to just accept that. But a growing majority knows this nonsense. A growing majority can look and see what's happening when people get the shot and they're like their skin falls off. And I saw the one thing posted on InfoWars about that guy. You know, they're starting to see people die from it. And so we have to be ready to say, okay, COVID-19 was nonsense. President Trump got played when he was coerced or convinced to do the vaccine. He needs to realize that also. That's something that he has to be willing
to say. He has to come out. That's his biggest failing. All right, Stuart Rhodes, Kelly, thank you so much. We have Chris Sky taking over on the other side, the War Room, Owen Schroyer from the border. Please stay with us and magnify this broadcast. Promote it right now. Stay with us. Okay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm your guest host, Chris Skye, jumping in for a few segments here. We're going to call my segments Taking Action. And real quick, I'm just going to tell everyone where they can find me because everyone's been asking. So on Instagram, it's at Real Chris Skye. On Telegram, it's at Real Chris Skye, but all caps. On Twitter, you can type in Chris Skye and I'll pop up. On Facebook, same thing, Chris Skye and I'll pop up. So what does taking action mean? Taking action is the second phase of united non-compliance. The first phase was the awakening. The awakening was 2020. That's when everybody had to overcome their fear and realize this isn't about our safety, this is about control. Now we're a quarter of the way through 2021 and it took some people some time to catch up, but now we're transitioning. The world is awake. You can look around the world, you see protests of millions and millions of people because everybody knows what's going on now. Everybody realizes that it's not in their best interest and they need to stand up for themselves or they're going to lose their countries. So what are we doing? We have a protest coming up in Vancouver. Can we play my clip real quick? You guys
have it? People of Vancouver, a very important message for you. This Friday, 2 p.m., City Hall, go out and support your small businesses. They're organizing a rally out of desperation to survive. They need your help. They need your support. Friday, 2 p.m., all the influencers that are following me in Vancouver, share this video. It's that simple, people. United non-compliance.
Okay, so why did I make that video? It's not just for the Vancouver protest, which is very important and everybody needs to get out there. It's for protests all across Canada. There's protests happening in Toronto at Queen's Park. There's protests happening in Calgary and Alberta this weekend, and you might see me there, maybe. And there's protests happening all around. Why? Because just like I was warning you on previous episodes of the Alex Jones Show and other things, the lockdown is coming in Canada. In the United States, the only two states I saw that had their restrictions extended were Wisconsin and Georgia. Every other state either had them paused, removed, or eased. So they're going in the right way. In Canada, I think it's possible because we're waking up a little bit quicker over here, maybe because of my efforts. They're going to try to lock us down again. They've already locked down Vancouver. They've already locked down Hamilton. They already said that they're going to lock down Toronto next. So these protests are more important than ever. But we need to shift gears, people. These protests aren't helping. I'm a speaker at the protests, and I'm going to tell you right now, there's no need to speak anymore. Everybody knows what's going on. Now it's time to take action. I want you guys to switch up the role of these protests. Now, when you guys are getting together, I want you to make groups, group leaders and groups. What kind of groups do we need? We need groups of parents that are going to go against the schools for masks. We need groups of business owners that are going to unite and open on the same day to overwhelm the Gestapo that's going to try to close you down. We need groups of people that are going to go shopping mask-free. So when you get into these big groups, when in these big cities and these small cities, and we're having these protests on the weekend, don't waste hours and hours listening to people saying the same things over and over. Start organizing. Organizing is the next phase of action. And after organization, it's implementation. So like I said, let me say it again. Start making groups of parents to fight the mask, groups of business owners to organize and open together, groups of people that will shop mask-free. This is how we take our country back. This is how we take our freedoms back. This is how we show united non-compliance. So I'm speaking right now to all the influencers on all social media. If you guys got hundreds of thousands of followers, you guys got millions of followers, you're leaders, whether you like it or not. Your voice matters. You can make a difference. You should be telling people to go to these rallies. You should be telling people to support small business. This is what needs to be done. If you saw, put it up, we got vaccine passports. This is the agenda that I said is the end game, people. And they want to close your businesses, first of all, to bring in the universal basic income. So that's why they're doing this next phase of lockdown, because they know there's a bunch of businesses on the brink. I'm going to say it. I said it before. I'm going to repeat it once. July last year in Canada, CFIB said up to 225,000 businesses had already closed. The updated report from the CFIB in January 2021 showed that we're up to another 200,000 to 300,000 that are going to close this year. That means universal basic income will slip through much easier because the unemployment rate will be so high it'll be justified. As you just saw, they showed that New York is the first place to introduce the vaccine passport. It goes into implementation April 2nd. This is not a conspiracy theory anymore, ladies and gentlemen. This is happening now. It has already happened in New York. Thankfully, we got places like Florida, where Governor DeSantis has made an executive order to make the vaccine passport illegal. So we already are seeing a divide in the United States, and I think you're going to see a divide between blue states and red states. And the red states are going to say no to this vaccine passport, but states like California are going to follow in New York's example and try to implement this. And this is very dangerous. And another component of this that I want to bring to everybody's attention, and this is very huge, they're trying to implement forced testing all across the spectrum, whether it's in schools, whether it's in the workplace. And the forced testing was the next phase after the forced masking. And if you don't understand that the next phase is going to be the vaccine after that, then you just really, really got to wake up quick. So we got to organize now. You got to talk to all the people in your business. You got to understand that you have constitutional rights in the United States. You have Charter of Rights in Canada. And these things cannot be violated. They cannot fire you. They cannot force you to take tests against your will. They cannot force you to take vaccines against your will, no matter what the company memo says. And you got to organize with other people, and you got to fight against this. There are lawyers that will help you. If you do not do this, the vaccine passport will creep in on all of these states, and it's going to creep in Canada. And if you get a vaccine passport and you get UBI, you're not going to like the countries you're living in. So, people, I hope you've been taking notes. I hope you understand that when you go to these protests, I'm going to say it again because Canadians need to hear things a lot of times. I hope Americans don't have to hear them as many. Stop speaking for hours and hours. Stop marching through the streets aimlessly. Start organizing your people in groups, the business owners, the concerned parents, the people who need to do the mask-free shopping. These are the three methods of attack that will open up our countries, retain our freedoms, and stop their agenda in their tracks. We got about a minute left in this segment, so I just want to let that sink into everybody. People, the time for waking people up is gone. The time for action is now. If we don't act now, and I mean now, we're not talking months from now. We're talking within weeks. The vaccine passport's going to be in dozens of states. The vaccine passport's going to be implemented in Canada, and we're going to see hundreds of thousands of businesses closed. We're going to see millions of people on the streets, and our government's going to throw up their hands and say, oh, we had nothing to do with it. The next segment, I'm going to talk more about the vaccine, especially how the vaccine's been unfolding in Canada. The AstraZeneca vaccine is an absolute disaster for them, but they're still trying to force it on the Canadian public. It's absolutely incredible, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. Right now, we got about 30 seconds left, so I don't want to overtalk. We got messages from our sponsors, and we got commercials, so we're going to get ready to go to these commercials. As you see, AstraZeneca halted the rollout for under 55s. We're going to talk about that in the next segment because it's even worse than that. It's a lot worse than it even looks, and everybody needs to understand this is the next phase of action, rejecting this vaccine. And we're going to tell you exactly how to do that. We're going to tell you how to wake other people up to this fact as well, because there's way too much compliance, and we need a lot less compliance. We need united non-compliance. We'll be back in a few minutes.
InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale only has a few days left. It's Friday evening, and I'm cutting this quick ad because coming up on the 31st, we have to stop the sales. The sales will be over by Thursday morning. They have to because a lot of these products are selling out. All of our incredible iodine products, X2, X3, also the oral spray and the topical disinfectant spray are all 50% off with free shipping on these items. You cannot beat these deals, and believe me, when I'm sitting there talking about X2 or X3, I'm thinking, hey, I haven't taken it in a week or so. I need to take it. The energy it gives me, the focus it gives me, how good it makes my skin feel, everything, it's essential. And the globalists don't want you to know about iodine. They don't want you to know about pure iodine. They want you to be full of the bad halogens. Don't let them do it. Take action and fund the InfoWar. 360 win, 50% off on all four of our great iodine products and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of the mega blowout sale, but it ends in just a couple days, so take action.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jones Show. I'm your guest host today, Chris Sky. You can find me on Instagram at Real Chris Sky, on Telegram at Real Chris Sky, all caps, on Facebook Chris Sky, and on Twitter Chris Sky. Anyway, we're going to do this segment all to the vaccine, because the vaccine is the most important pressing issue of the time. So I want to bring back what we brought up before. I want to bring up before that, before they banned the AstraZeneca vaccine for under 55s in Canada, our health watchdog actually did not recommend it for 65 and over. So I think you guys have that. You can put it up. This is after it went into use. After it went into use, they banned it for under 55s. Before it officially went into use, our health watchdogs told the Canadian government this is not safe for 65s and over, and they recommended our government do not use it. I believe you have that as well. And there you go. Not recommended for people 65 and older. This is the National Advisory Committee on Immunization. This is Canada's vaccine watchdog. These are the vaccine experts that advise our doctors on what we should do. And they told our doctors, don't give this to people 65 and over. Our government said, we'll do it anyway. Then they started using it. And a few weeks after implementation, even though dozens of other countries around the world have banned this vaccine, guess what? Now they're saying it's not safe and they banned it for under 55s. So I guess it's only safe for people, 56 to 64? Or maybe it's just not safe for anybody. Think, people. This is what we need to do with the vaccine. We need to get people asking questions. That's why we started the hashtag JustSayNo campaign. And once again, influencers. I don't care if you're an actor, model, singer. If you have followers, if you have influence, you should be posting this. Why do you want a vaccine passport? Why do you want to force everybody to be vaccinated as a pretense to live their life? It makes no sense. Even if you think you're going to lose some work because of this, does it make sense to give up the rest of your life for a job and the lives of your children? No. So everybody should be making a hashtag just say no post on their Instagram. This vaccine is no joke. We've seen people like Hank Aaron die. We've seen people like Marvin Hagler die. We've seen a 39-year-old mom in Utah die. Every single day, I get messages from people around Canada and the United States who tell me one of their family members was maimed or killed by these vaccines, or within days of the vaccine. Sorry, I'm not allowed to say by the vaccine. That would be censored. So we'll say within a few days of taking this, usually the first dose of a vaccine, these people are seriously injured or killed. Let that sink in. And that's just one dose. And they want to dose you multiple times a year, every year for the rest of your life. You think you're going to be okay, or you think you're a ticking time bomb for a serious adverse reaction or death? Let's be clear, people. When a normal vaccine is developed, it takes about 4 to 5 years before they even start testing it on humans. And then it takes about 10 years before they're ready to inoculate mass members of the public. We have the AstraZeneca vaccine, and I can actually call it a vaccine. And then we have, and it's probably the one that has the most prevalent side effects of all. It's been banned by a majority of the developed world, and people are still like ready to line up for it. It's mind-boggling. But then we have Moderna, who's never made a vaccine in their life. They have an mRNA gene therapy technology, which they officially call an operating system, that was originally designed to treat cancerous tumors, and they somehow modified this technology to come out with their first product ever for humans that they've ever created and will ever distribute, which is an experimental mRNA operating system, which they're calling a vaccine. And why are they calling it a vaccine? Because if they called it what it really is, a treatment, there's other treatments available, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, magnesium, vitamin C, rest and relaxation, etc. And then they wouldn't be able to force it upon you. But by calling it a vaccine when it doesn't even meet the definition of a vaccine, which the definition of a vaccine is, it needs to immunize you, make you immune from the disease, and it has to protect you from giving that disease to others. They've already admitted it does not immunize you from COVID. It's just meant to lower the rate of your symptoms. And they already admitted that you're still contagious to others, so you have to wear a mask. And if you have any doubt of this, you can just look up people. You can look up in mainstream media. There's multiple examples of people who received both doses of their vaccine and still tested positive for COVID. And that's why they tell you still got to wear a mask. So why would you take something that doesn't immunize you and can make you contagious to your family when you weren't contagious the day before you took it? And that's why they're calling it a vaccine. Because when it's called a vaccine, when they create this emergency situation, they can pass a vaccine through for human consumption within a year, like they did when it's supposed to take 10 years. And guess what? The only reason that that's legal is because we're in this so-called state of emergency. So if you think that they have any inclination of removing the state of emergency, you're crazy. Because if they remove the state of emergency, the vaccine no longer has approval, because it doesn't have FDA approval. It hasn't fully passed clinical trials. It's only approved by emergency declaration, EUL in the United States, EUA in the United States, emergency use authorization, and EUL in Canada, emergency use listing. Declarations created by the WHO to take an untested, unproven, unsafe So not even vaccine, call it a vaccine so they can put it in this emergency category and then give it emergency passage so they can inject you with it. And it has, and I want someone to check, fact check me on this, I bet it has more reported adverse reactions in the short amount of time that it's been used than virtually any other vaccine in recent history. And that's because it's been rushed through. That's because it's using untested technology. And for the doctors that are so-called recommending this to their patients, I have questions for you, and I want you to be able to answer this to all your patients. Number one, how can you recommend something that hasn't been FDA approved? How can you recommend something that hasn't passed clinical trials? How can you recommend something that hasn't had any short or long-term safety or efficacy data? How can you recommend something that they admit will not immunize your patient from the disease it's supposed to protect them from? How can you recommend something that you admit makes your patient now contagious with this so-called disease after they get this inoculation? It makes absolutely no sense. And your Hippocratic oath is to do no harm. And right away, you know you're doing harm. So, everybody, once again, hashtag just say no to the COVID vaccine. If we can stop, if we can get even only 50% compliance, and that's a lot of people for them to inoculate when they've only done about 10% of the population on average in most places, we can stop the vaccine passport in its tracks, and we can save a lot of people from a lot of disease and hardship, because the vaccine is no joke. These mRNA injections are no joke. Pfizer, Moderna, they should be up for crimes against humanity. And the next phase of this, after we reject this vaccine, after we stop this vaccine passport and the rest of their agenda, is we need to start holding people accountable. There's already lawsuits all over the world against this. And that's just step one. Step two is going to be removing people from power that allowed this to happen. And those people are going to be held accountable. So everybody that's in power right now, I hope you're watching this. And I know a lot of you will be, because this is going to get a lot of views. A lot of people are waking up to your scam. You're on the wrong side of history, and it ends only one way. And it ends with the truth always rising to the top, people always understanding what's best for themselves, and ultimately doing that to protect them and their families. These experimental so-called vaccines are a complete crime against humanity, one of the biggest crimes against humanity in not just recent history, in history, period. This whole plandemic, and that's exactly what it is, because if I can tell you what's going to happen months before it happens, it's not because every single time. It's not because I'm a psychic. It's because I know what they're going to do because they have it planned well in advance. Remember that, people. Everything that's happening right now was not accidental. All the increments leading you up to this were planned in advance and spoon-fed to you in a way. It's called predictive programming to make you comply without resistance to your own servitude and your own destitute for the rest of your life. And now we're going to be coming back to the Alex Jones Show in a few seconds, because we got to have more messages from our sponsors. I'm Chris Skye. Stay with me, because on the last segment, we're going to go over again action with the protests, and we're going to talk about law enforcement and how integral they are to the community. And we're going to go with that.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Chris Sky, at Real Chris Sky on Instagram, at Real Chris Sky on Telegram, all caps, Chris Sky on Twitter, Chris Sky on Facebook. So this is our last segment together. We covered protests and how we need to reorganize and actually put into action our protests. We covered the vaccines and the vaccine passports and how to ask questions and ultimately how to just say no. And now we're going to talk about law enforcement for a bit, because law enforcement is probably the most integral part of the community in this regard, because this is basically has been a psychological war, and now it is turning into a physical war. When somebody is going to take something and put it into your body, it is no longer a psychological war, it's now a physical war. And these people are the shepherds of society. These are the warriors of society. The majority of them signed up to that job because they wanted to protect themselves, their families, their communities. And that's the truth. Yes, they're bad apples. Yes, some police are following blind orders. And yes, we have to hold those people accountable. But ultimately, everybody, we cannot be divided. We need to back the blue. I love police. They've done some bad things to me, obviously, but so it's not a big deal. I to me, that's water under the bridge, because in the grand scheme of things, we need our police. They need us. But they need to understand that their oath is to the people that they swore to protect. Their oath in the United States is to uphold the Constitution. Their oath in Canada is to uphold our Charter of Rights. And if you are given an order that is immoral, unethical, and in a violation of your oath, it is not just, it's your duty your sworn duty to disobey that order. And eventually, it's your duty to hold those accountable. Mr. Scott McKay, the street patriot, said it very well. This only ends two ways for the law enforcement that decides to side with the darkness, decides with the government, that decides with the people who are trying to take our freedoms. As soon as your worth is used up, well, who do you think is getting those defund the police programs going? This is the government. This is the intelligence apparatus. Why? Because they know that you guys are the ones with the knowledge, the weapons, the training to fight back. So they're using you right now to help implement their control grid. And then once they have it, they're going to get rid of you. So this ends only one way for you, the right way. If you side with the bad guys, you're going to lose because we're going to win, and then you're going to be held accountable with them, and nobody's ever going to forget it for generations. And if they did win, which will never happen, they're going to get rid of you anyway. So it's a lose-lose situation for you. So the only thing for you to do is the right thing, the honorable thing, is to honor truth and justice and uphold your oath to your communities. Because it's going to get to the point where the orders are going to get more and more unethical. We saw what happened to me. Most people saw it, but I'll just talk about it really quick. I had almost 40 police officers and 20 cruisers blocking off entire area around my house and come on my property with no warrant and no arrest warrant and basically trespass and try to kidnap me in the middle of the night. Literally like something out of a movie. And this is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. That's not like an isolated incident. It's just an isolated incident at this point. This is going to get worse if we don't stop it now. And that's why we have these wonderful organizations in Canada like Stand on Guard for Thee. And this needs to go not just national in Canada, but it needs to go into the United States as well. You guys have sheriffs. Your sheriffs need to stand up for your people. You guys need to organize. And back to the I'd like to make a very good point. And the biggest weapon we have is not just our voice. It's not just social media. It's the thing that made the difference for me in that night when I had the police illegally come to my house. You know what it was? As you see it right here, it was my camera. It was my ability to document and provide witnesses to this injustice. And that is your best weapon, your cell phone. You can go live if even three other people are watching. That's way more than enough. And believe me, if something like that happens, there's going to be way more than three people watching. And that's what you need to do when I said organize at the protest, organize and implement. So organize is, instead of speaking and marching and just wasting away the day, we know what's going on now. Get your group leaders together. Organize the business owners. Implement an action where you, once you get 100 or 150 of you guys together, you open on the same day. Make sure you're always recording interactions. That's the key. When you have these people, when you make your mask-free shopping groups of 20, 30, 40 people, whatever it is, make sure you print out the bylaw. Make sure you call bylaw and tell them you want them to go to the store where you're going to go, because if the cops get called, they know the bylaw. They can enforce bylaws legally, but they're not bylaw experts, especially these bylaws. So you want the bylaw officers there because they will be on your side and they will side with you. And you can go store to store to store to store and just open them up for everybody like they should be, free. So this is how we implement the action. You have to record everything, document everything. There's people coming across the borders now in droves. People at Pearson, they said they ran out of tickets at Pearson Airport. At Alberta Airport, Calgary Airport, they're telling people they have a choice now whether they want to go to the quarantine hotels. And they're even not even wasting their time handing out tickets because the gig is up. So, people, when you stand up and you implement actions, these actions work. And that's where we're at now. Like I said, 2020 was the awakening. 2021, we have made the transition from awake to now action. And that's organization and implementation. So that's what we got to be doing at these protests. These protests will grow naturally this way. The number one thing I want everybody to do at the protests with regards to everything else is every single person there needs to bring another person the next time they come. So if you're a business owner and there was only 20 business owners at that protest, all 20 of you need to talk to as many business owners as you need to make sure you can bring one more with you the next time. And if everybody does that, that's a very small part. This little tiny action, this little tiny smidgen of united noncompliance will ignite a firestorm across the nation, and we will open up like you see in Florida, like you see in Texas, like you're seeing where anywhere where people value freedom and are ready to stand up for themselves. And we're getting to the point in Canada where we're not going to be able to stand up for ourselves really soon. We're not talking months or years. We're talking like weeks, guys. Like, business owners are on the brink. Vaccine passports are coming. The universal basic income scheme is being talked about, is trying to be pushed through Parliament. Like, this is not a joke. These are country-changing things. These are not just changing your country. This is changing the way of life. This is changing the power structure for generations. And we can't let it happen. We can't lose our countries. We have to stop it here. So we need to do all the actions we talked about. First of all, we need to back the police, but we need to hold them accountable. How am I going to hold those guys accountable? And this is what I want. I want to get more community involvement. So I'm planning on filing a SIU, which is a Special Investigations Unit investigation, as well as a professional standards investigation. I'm going to be making a separate video about that and posting it on my Telegram and my Instagram and Twitter, so people can get actual contact info for these places, so we can keep it in the public eye and we can make sure we get justice and accountability and they don't sweep it under the rug. So this is the kind of thing we need to do. We need to get the community involved, because when the community gets involved and people, that really was wakes people up, and that's what really gets results, because they can't ignore a community. They can ignore one person. They can even ignore me with my big mouth, but they can't ignore thousands of us. They just can't. Even when a few dozen people showed up to my house when all those police were there, the police turned tail and ran. It's that simple, people. Together, we outnumber them by the billions. The billions. Everything that they're doing to us is illegal. Everything that they're doing to you is against your own best interest. You are adults. You are free people. It is up to you to make your own decisions. It's up to you to make decisions that are the best for you and your family. And most importantly, it's up to you to act now. I want everybody, when they're done this, when this video is done, first of all, don't go anywhere because War Room will be coming up. But after War Room, I want you guys to make your hashtag Just Say No post. That's the first step. That's like a passive resistance. Then I want you to go to your local protest and do what I said. If you're a business owner, join the business group. If you want to do the mastery shopping, go there. That's what we need. We need people to get up off their couch. We need people to look themselves in the mirror and understand this is not going away. They will not relinquish this emergency order for years to come. You will be wearing masks for years. You will be vaccinated multiple times for the rest of your life. You will have travel restrictions. You will not be able to visit your family and friends. Every one of your holidays is going to be canceled. Is this the world you want to live in? This is the reality that's coming now, unless we do something to stop it. That's why we need to take action. We need to just say no. We need to organize, and we need to implement. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this segment of The Alex Jones Show. I was your guest host, Chris Sky. You can find me on Instagram at Real Chris Sky, on Telegram at Real Chris Sky, all caps, Chris Sky on Twitter, and Chris Sky on Facebook. Thank you, everybody. War Room coming up next. Cheers.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.